Imagine it's 1910. The first Mountain Lakes families have yet to step over the thresholds of their new arts and crafts style homes. The nearby boulevard is a narrow dirt road that hosts about as many horses and buggies as automobiles. But here comes a trolley car running beneath an electrified line along the paved recreation path beneath your feet. At the beginning of the last century, America had 15,000 miles of electrified railways, but none in Morris County, until the Morris County Traction Company ambitiously set about linking the county's major population centers. In July 1910, when service was extended from Denville, population 200, to Boonton, population 4,000, passengers could see the first of Herbert Hapgood's houses going up on the clear-cut lands surrounding Mountain Lake and Wildwood Lake. This trolley line was a boon to Hapgood's fledgling plant community, but the convenient, boulevard-hugging route was, in fact, not the originally intended path of the rail tracks. The plan called for heading out of Denville hard by Arrowhead Lake, along what is now Arden Road, and passing on the far side of Sunset, Crystal, and Birchwood Lakes, and then to Boonton. Envisioning the line continuing on to Patterson, the Morris County Traction Company planned for two tracks. A first rerouting occurred in 1909, when the contractor building the roadbed reported back to company headquarters in Morristown that 100 feet of the newly graded bed had disappeared into the quicksand. The second rerouting came presumably at the behest of Hapgood. In the history of the Morris County Traction Company, authors Larry Lowenthal and William T. Greenberg, Jr. provide this account. The developers offered such inducements to the MCT that the trolley company abandoned about a mile of roadbed constructed in the previous year at a cost of $9,000 and swung off toward the new community. From Route 46, then called Bloomfield Avenue, the track ran parallel to the Rockaway River, continuing past what is now Casabella Restaurant, ran through what is now the parking lot for the Park Lanes Tennis Club and the parking lot of St. Catherine of Siena. After crossing Pocono Road, the trolley ran along the north side of the boulevard virtually the length of town. To this day, part of the old railway embankment is still visible along the path from St. Catherine's to the Park Lanes parking lot. Should you want to explore it another day, head for the corner of the parking lot furthest from North Pocono Road and closest to Boulevard and look for a path near a small prayer garden. After crossing North Pocono Road, the trolley ran along the north side of the boulevard, virtually the length of town. From there, the tracks curved at what is now Dell's Village, crossed the river, went down Boonton's main street, and ended on Division Street near the Boonton train station. Only a single track was ever laid. Whenever a Denville-bound trolley came face-to-face with a Boonton-bound trolley, one pulled off on a side track and let the other pass. In the early days of Mountain Lakes, the trolley served as a vital means of transportation. Residents rode to Boonton to get a haircut, to shop, to attend church, or to enjoy what were then called moving pictures at the Duress Theater on Main Street. Trolley cars ran every 30 minutes from 5:30 a.m. until midnight. At least that was the schedule. Many Mountain Lakes students of high school age commuted to school on the trolley, for back then there was still no high school in town. Some students took the trolley to attend Boonton High School, but many others rode the rails in the other direction, past Denville to Morristown, recalls Bob Bartman in an oral history. In those days, children were given the choice of going to Boonton or Morristown High Schools. My mother chose to go to Morristown High because it was a longer ride on the trolley, and because Morristown schools opened a bit later than Boonton's. In the recollection of some, the fare to Boonton was a nickel. Others recall it as a dime. You could board the one-car train, dubbed the Dinky because of its diminutive size, at three stops along the boulevard, at Crane Road, Lake Drive, and Glen Road, which in those days was known as Addington. One of the first houses in town, known not by the developer's number but by a letter, stood on the corner of Addington and the boulevard. For a time, it was the conductor's call, recalls Jack Lee. The trolley conductor would come along there and holler out, E-house! Conductors hollered for other reasons, too, thanks to the pranks of Mountain Lakes children. One old-timer, confessing to his past sins in his oral history, admitted to standing on the rear platform with fellow conspirators and bouncing up and down until the trolley jumped the track, harmlessly, except to the conductor, who had to get out and right the train. Another told of separating the trolley from its power supply by pulling on the rope that would disengage the overhead wheel from the power line. "We'd run out from the bus stop station 19 at Lake Drive and pull the rope down, and the conductor couldn't get the trolley started. Oh, God," he recalled. "You should hear the dirty words the guy would say." At its peak in 1920, when county residents could take the trolley to the amusement park on Lake Opacon, the park built and owned by the trolley line itself, the Morris County Traction Company served some 7.7 million passengers. But as automobiles and buses became more popular, ridership decreased. The trolley line shut down in 1928. The dinky's days were done. These days, walkers and joggers and cyclists enjoy the old trolley right of way. To reach your next stop, continue along the path to the big white Hapgood on the hill at 171 Boulevard that has a pergola leading to a stone outbuilding.